You know, God is not first in my life. Now, I don't say that for shock value or to try and get a rise out of anyone. And I'm not trying to be offensive or confrontational, but no, God isn't first in my life. We say that often, don't we? As Christians, it seems like it should be the thing to say, the right thing that seems more spiritual and true. But how can we place an all-knowing and all-loving and all-powerful and everywhere at once God in some human constructed chart or pyramid that places God at the top and then everyone or everything else below that? You know, God is first in my life, then my spouse, and then my kids. Although I know that a few of you may place your kids slightly below your pets, but I digress. A number of years ago, I was convicted that it really doesn't work that way, no matter how many times we hear others say it. I'm not trying to be difficult. I know what we are really trying to say when we declare God is number one in my life. What we mean is that God is the most important one in my life. He means everything to me. But what if God is not just first in my life, but instead actually is my life? What if he doesn't fit into the religion that I've created, but instead I fit into the way, the truth, and the life that he declared, died, and rose for? In Galatians 2:20, the Apostle Paul says it this way: I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Huh? What does this practically mean for me sitting here listening to this right now? It means that upon your declaration of faith and trust in Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, you too have died. Greg has died. You and I have also been crucified with Jesus, and you and I no longer live, but now Christ lives in us through the Holy Spirit. Continuing on with this theme, the Apostle Paul in Colossians 3:3-4 says this: For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. With all due respect, to me this sounds a whole lot more than Christ is number one in my life. No, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, actually, Christ lives in you. And think about this. Jesus is not just cleaning you up or doing some minor construction projects or making you look and feel better. I mean, how can he? You're dead. The old you has been crucified. The old you hung right there on that cross with Jesus on Good Friday. But hear this, my friend. Just as Jesus was raised from the dead on that beautiful Easter morning, you too have also been raised from the dead. You are a new creation. You're born again to walk a new life. He is risen indeed, but in him, so have you. And that's the power and the truth of Good Friday and the Easter Sunday that we celebrate. My brothers and sisters, is Jesus just number one in your life? Or do you believe and trust that he is your life? Your answer makes all the difference. It's a life and death difference.